Adolescent Development and Neuroscience. The Contribution of Neuroscience. There is now a significant body of research that explores the neurobiological and neuropsychological underpinnings of young people's developmental experience. This research confirms that the distinction between teenagers and adults is more than one of age. It provides for a more complex, affirmative explanation of young people's developmental experience to replace the long-held assumption that adolescents are inherently troubled and lacking in rationality and self-restraint. David Dobbs from National Geographic writes that the adolescent is an exquisitely sensitive, highly adaptable creature, wired almost perfectly for the job of moving from the safety of home into the complicated world outside. Neuroscience has the potential to reveal more about how social learning and experience interacts with the physiology of brain processes, so that a realistic appraisal of each young person's capacity to cope with developmental challenges can be made. This will allow parents, teachers, and health professionals to better understand and respond to the developmental needs of the young people in their care, and form realistic expectations for them that are challenging without being overwhelming. How does the brain develop during adolescence? In the late 20th century, researchers developed brain imaging technology that enabled the physical development and patterns of activity of the adolescent brain to be tracked. It emerged that as young people move through adolescence, their brains undergo extensive remodeling that is only completed in their mid-20s. Physical changes move in a slow wave from the brain's rear to its front, from areas close to the brainstem that look after older and more behaviourally basic functions such as vision, movement and fundamental processing, to the evolutionary newer and more complicated thinking areas up front. The brain areas of most significance in adolescent development. The prefrontal cortex, executive functions. The prefrontal cortex is the brain region most closely associated with the executive functions and the regulation of behaviour. The brain's executive functions enable people to focus, organise and prioritise, link actions to logical consequences, control impulses, regulate emotions and moderate behaviour, balancing short-term rewards with long-term goals, motivation. The brain's frontal areas, including the prefrontal cortex, are restructured in the teenage years but are not fully developed until the early to mid-20s. Ventral striatum, reward-based decision-making. The ventral striatum is a reward centre in the brain where much adolescent brain functioning takes place. It is where decisions are made based on rewards and emotions without the backup cognitive strength of the prefrontal cortex. The ventral striatum plays a major role in reward-motivated behaviour and is closely associated with the tendency of young people to engage more than adults in sensation-seeking and risk-taking behaviour that is often viewed as impulsive and instinctive. The corpus callosum, integrating logic and creativity. The corpus callosum connects the brain's left and right hemispheres and carries traffic essential to many advanced brain functions. During adolescence, it steadily thickens, and stronger links also develop between the hippocampus, a sort of memory directory, and frontal areas that set goals and weigh different agendas. As the corpus callosum develops, young people get better at integrating memory and experience into decisions and become more self-aware. Like the prefrontal cortex, it reaches full maturity in the mid-20s.